Bavakama Perakei Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a direct Hamshech of the Mishnah in Beis, where we talk about Reuven coming into Shimon's Chatz. So Shimon is not Chayiv on Hezekim that are incurred by Reuven. Mechadesi Shimon should be responsible for watching out for Reuven if Reuven's trespassing. So Hichnis Shor L'chatzah Baal Bay Shaloi Beshus. Reuven was Machnis his Shor into the Chatz of Shimon Shaloi Beshus. Unagochoi Shor Yishol Baal Bayis, Shimon's Shor was Negech. Oishin Shochoi Kalbo Yishol Baal Bayis. Potter, why should he be Chayiv on Hezekim that were caused by his Shor or Kelev when he's not Mechuyiv to watch out for Yenim? Nogachu Shor Yishol Baal Bayis. Chayiv? That L'chayiv is even more Poshut. Now, whether the trespasser is Chayiv Hezekim that he caused. Now, the Gemara, of course, it's there's no reason for this Mishnah to have to be after Mishnah Beis. So the Gemara has variations. Maybe there would be a mokum to say that when Shimon allowed Reuven, we had a case in Mishnah Beis where Shimon allowed Reuven into his chotzos and then Shimon is Chayiv. Maybe he was only being Mechayiv himself that Reuven shouldn't be Huzak on Kederois. But what about his Shor? Maybe not. Or maybe you'll say Faket. If Shimon allows Reuven in, so then maybe he only allows him in, but he's not responsible for the Hezekim of his Shor. So the Kamash one is that it has the same Tzura. The Mishnah Gerada over here doesn't list off the dinim of what happens if he was Hichnas Shor Birshus. That the Mishnah will say in the Sefer. Now the Mishnah sticks in a different case. Nofal L'Boyre V'Hivish Meimov. What happens if the Shor that came in to the Rishus, Reuven's Shor was led into Shimon's Rishus, and it fell into a bar that's sitting over there? V'Hivish is Meimov, he ruined the water because it fell into a pit of water, or even worse, it was a bar that was Mala Yain, it ruined the Yain, it ruined the Mayim. So it's Chayiv, the Bala Shor is Chayiv, he trespassed and he ruined somebody else's thing. It's Chayiv also Pashut. Hoya Oviv Oy Binoi L'Soichoy. It's not the case. There's somebody Oviv Ubinoi, I want to say the Baal Bayis himself. But no, they have a case of Oviv Ubinoi was in the bar and the Shor came into the Rishus and nobody's watching out for the Shor because the Shor is trespassing. And the Shor fell into the bar and fell on top of the person and killed him. We have a new din that we haven't met up with. Mishalem is HaKoifer. The Koifer that we've had till now is a Koifer where the Shor is Chayiv Skilo. He should have been killed B'Shas Tammuz. L'maisa he became a Mu'at Samil. The Bailam is Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And in order to pater himself, he has to pay Koifer. Here we're talking about something else, the Gemara. This is a new din. We're talking about over here where the Shor is a Mu'ad to jump into the bar. L'mazogan, he likes to jump into pools of water. Or there's food in the bottom. Chozi liyarko, the Gemara says. And he's a mu'ed lahapalatzme liyarko. L'maisa, there's a person this. It wasn't mechavin laharagas ha'odam. The same way if a person would kill a retzech ba'odam, he wouldn't be chayiv misa if he killed shaloi b'kavona. The shor as well is not chayiv. He's not called a retzech. However, the behemah is mu'ed lahapalatzme to that bar. Simel, the bailam is chayiv. He has to be a mu'ed because if it be a tam, there's no din of the Bailam being Mechuyiv Koifer. But he's Mechuyiv Lamaisa because he could have known that the Shor is going to fall in over there. It's his Ishmira that's guiding the Shor to fall into the bar. And Hare the Shor is a Mu'ud to fall into the bar. The fact that the Shor is not Chayiv on Koifer, I'm sorry, that the Shor is not Chayiv Skila, is not relevant to the Bailam being Chayiv Koifer. Now, the way we explain the Mishnah is the way the Gemara explains it, Lefi Rav, that Koifer is not Shaykh by a Tam, Koifer is only Shaykh by Mu'ud, so you have to say that he's a Mu'ud, but the Shor is not Chayiv Misa. That's the Mashmolus of the Mishnah. However, there is another possibility, that we're talking about a Shor Tam. A Shor Tam, there is a man, the Omar, the Tan Reb Yosef Aglili, that holds that Koifer is not given by Shor Tam. This that the Torah says, Ubala Shor Noki, just means that the Bala Shor can't be Nene from the Gufa Behemo. He's Yotze Noki Minachosov, but not that he's Yotze Noki, there's no Chiv on a Shor Tam. There's a Chiv Chatzi Koifer. The din of Koifer Sholim is only by Mood. We don't pass in that way, and that's why we explain the Mishnah in Perek Dal not that way. So that's another possibility how to explain the Mishnah. We're talking about a Shor Tam. There's another possibility that we're talking about over here, that shortam shehizik b'shus hanizik mishalim nezik sholim, which is the shita of Reb Tarfin in Perek Sheni. So mameli, even if the shor would be a shortam, mishalim koifer sholim, because tam shehizik b'shus hanizik is mishalim nezik sholim, so I'll pay koifer sholim as well. So that's why the Mishnah could say mishalim zakoifer is not my koifer sholim. These are three possibilities in the Gemara of Rav, Shmuel, and Ula. The fact that we're talking about that the behemoth was mapal atzmoi, and it's called Karen, and that's why there's tam and mud, like we explained. Why don't we just say that the shor walked into somebody else's backyard, Reuven went to Shimon's chotzer, and he fell into Shimon's bar, and it was derech halichosei. Why don't we say that's why there's a chiv of koifer sholim, because it's derech halichosei. So yeah, I'm going to point out something important. Tam and mud, you could say the behemoth should have fallen, shouldn't have fallen, and lamaisi jumped in. But if it's derech halichosei means that this is a bird that he wouldn't have picked up. The shor is not chayif for falling into a bar. He wouldn't have seen the bar. That's not derech halichosei. So what could it be? It could only be mishruneh, where he jumped to jump. And then, being that it's mishruneh, so then you could start talking about a chayif tam and mur. But if it would be a derech halichosei would be potter. That's achrenim to point that out. Now the Mishnah fears us, vim hichnis birshus, balachotze chayif. This is the point that we made in Mishnah Beis, that if Shimon, the Balachotza, allows Reuven in, so then Shimon is responsible on Reuven's Hazekim. However, Rabbi Oymer, Rabbi's Cholik, Bukulon, Eni Chayv, Atshe Kablo, Lov Lishmor. Letting somebody into your backyard is not Mechayiv, the owner of the backyard. He said he could use the backyard. Did he mean to say that he's Shoymer, anything that comes in? There's a ditch there that nobody could see. It's dangerous. Make such a ditch in Rishus HaRabim, it's Mamash Abor. Put such a thing in your backyard, it's your backyard. You can do whatever you want. The fact that you let Yana in means that you told him it's safe. So therefore, you're not chayv ad shi kavla lov lishmor. Until you mechayv yourself, until Shimon the Balachotz is mechayv himself to be shomer klape hezekim, klape the shore of Reuven. It's a chiddush. The Pasha says, if you let somebody in to park in your driveway, that means there are no ditches there that are going to break his car. The Rebbe holds not that way. Mishnah Dalet. Here we have another din of Shaloi B'Kavono, which we started a little bit discussing in Mishnah Gimel, that a shor that's hizik, Shaloi B'Kavono, is potter from Ritzicha. And that's halacha that we had in Mishnah in Perek Dalet as well. Peg Dalid Mishnah Vov. So here we have another example. This din over here is another pasuk. We haven't met up with this din, and this is the din of Dmei Vlodois. Bederech Klal Ritzicha. Let's give a short hakdama. Ritzicha, when we're talking about Rachman al Tzlan, bona fide Ritzicha, Reuven killing Shimon. So if Reuven kills Shimon, b'mezid with Hasra, Rachman al Tzlan is Chayv Misa. If Reuven kills Shimon b'shoigeg, under certain conditions, he's chayv to go to Golos, kimavur mishnayis makis. However, there's a case where Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Reuven didn't kill an Isha, but with a punch to the Isha, he killed the Vlodois that are b'me'ei o'isha. He killed an Uber. Harigas Uber is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that is no chiyim misa. Harugas tinoig ben yoimoi. If he's less than 30 days, he's not considered an automatic ben kayama. There's vayta no chiv misa. The din over here is a din that the Torah says, chinotzu anoshim, this is in Parshas Mishpatim, chinotzu anoshim, two people are fighting. That's the Torah's example. It doesn't have to be that way. V'nogfu isha hora, and one of them, two people fighting. Where they get to an isha hora? Obviously, you'll have to read that Reuven and Shimon are slugging it out, and Reuven, instead of hitting Shimon, hit a woman who was a milberis, isha hora, v'yotzu yolodeo, he caused her to miscarry, v'lo yeh osoin, the wording is a little bit obscure, v'lo yeh osoin, there's no tragedy, there's no umglik. What does that mean? Chazal understand what that means is there's no osoin godl that the woman didn't die. If the woman would die, there's no talk about monetary chiyuvim, because there's komle bidirabimine, which means that if the woman is killed, there can't be any chiyuve moment. There's no chiyuvim makom chiyuvim yisa. And even if the woman, even though the woman was killed over here, not on purpose. So Reuven, who killed the woman, but he was swinging at the man, he was miskaven lahar gazeh v'har gazeh. Mishnah Sanhedrin b'pashat simachlok stanov. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says l'maisa we paskin that he's potter. L'maisa it's a makas uretzach. There's kamle b'diramin even though there's no chiyuv misa b'foil. We saw something about this in Perek Beis. Legabe Shabbos, even b'shogeg will pater from the chiyuv moment. So the chiyuv moment that the Torah is going to say over here is talking about v'lo yeyeh osan, where there was no misa on a bar kayoma. There was a misa savlad. So misa savlad, b'chor, if somebody kills a uber, so he's a retzach, but he's not chay misa. It's not like kills a treif, also he's a retzach, but he's not chay misa. The halacha over here is psanu halacha. That there's an owner of the Vlad, Shubamei Yoisha. The owner is not really the owner once those children are born, the father. The father is considered the owner. This is really the Torah is being Mechayev Epsanoinish, but the Torah puts it down as a Chiyev moment to pay to Mev Lodois, Onesh Yo Onesh, Kashiyosh Salav Balo Yisha. As much as is estimated, and as much as the Tviyah is, Al-Yidei the Baal Ho-Yisha. He's the claimant on the Vlodus. And now the Mishnah introduces that din. Shor Shoyim is Kamal Chavev Hikas Ho-Yisha. The Shor that went charging at Reuven. And instead he hit an Isha. V'yotzu Yolodeo Potem Midmei Vlodus. And it's only V'odom Shoyim is Kamal Chavev Hikas Ho-Yisha. V'yotzu Yolodeo Mishal Midmei Vlodus. The Chiv Dmei Vlodus is a Chiv that the Torah was Mishadish. Only by Odom, Reuven that tried to hit Shimon and he hit a woman, v'yotzi ladeo. It's a chiddush ha'teru. Normally, t'mev lado is a person that's killed doesn't have monetary value. There's no concept of manslaughter where Reuven killed Shimon. He's not a proper ritzach. Let's say it wasn't a full mezid. It wasn't even a full shogeg. So let him be chayv at least out mazik. And let's even ask better than that. We learned in Perek Sheni. That Adam would loyalum. So Lechera, why not say that Reuven that killed Shimon, if he's amazed, okay, there's Kam Lev Diramine, he's a Shogeg, Kam Lev Diramine. What happens if he's not even a proper Shogeg? But even where it wouldn't be Mechayiv, he was Miskaven La'agazeh, Behor Gazeh. But Lamaisa, he killed somebody, let him be Chayiv Al Tzmazik. The answer is there's no Dmei Hezik on the value of a person. There's Dmei Hezik to a person who's damaged, Klape the value that he's decreased. That we'll learn in Perek HaChoyvel. But over here, we're talking about where the person was killed. The Pashtus is that Dmei V'lodois is a Chiv that the Torah was Mechadish only in the context of Adam Shehizik. Adam, it's a new Chiv. It's not a regular Din Hezik. So therefore, by Shor, that Chiv doesn't exist. This is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah. Lefi that, there's no Makar whatsoever to ever be Mechayiv Dmei Adam. There's no such thing. Lemaisa, that's the Pashtus of Rashi and Daf Mem Tes. Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis brings a svara, he learns it up in a Gemara, and he understands that according to one sheet in the Gemara, the halacha that we just said, that the Mishnah is mechalik between Shor Shoyim is Kavan L'Chavei V'Ikas O'Yisho, and Odom Shoyim is Kavan L'Chavei V'Ikas O'Yisho, is only because it was Kivan L'Zev V'Horegazeh. However, by a Shor that's mechavin to actually kill the Isha, the Shor went charging at the Isha. And gave her a shtois, v'yotzi yolodeo, there is a chiyuv. Lefi that shita comes out that avada dmei v'lodis is something that you can be mechayiv in the parasha of mazik itself. And then we could ask ourselves, why taka, like we just said, whenever there's manslaughter, involuntary homicide, why don't we say that there's a chiyuv? Why don't we say there's a chiyuv moment? The teretz might be, and Achren grapple with this when you learn the Sechas Makos, that there's always Kam Lebi de Rabine. On every Maisa with Tzicha of an Odom, it's either a Mezid or a Shogeg, or at least a Maisa that in other contexts could be a Mezid or a Shogeg. So therefore, Kam Lebi de Rabine will always pater from the Chiv Domim. However, whenever the reason why there's no Chiv Mamazalt Kam Lebi de Rabine, says Rashi, we discussed this in Ksubas Barichus, and we mentioned it in Bava Kamma earlier in the Masechet and Perek Beis, that there is a chiyuv, there is an ability to be toifis. Kam Lebi D'Rabbanei means that Bezin doesn't paskin, but tfisa will help. So that you'll have a halacha l'maisa shayla. What happens? Rachman al-Etzlon, Reuven killed Shimon, Bizman has in a car accident.
Kamle b'drabmine the zikha is, would there be a mokim for Reuven to be toifis momen? Reuven killed Shimon. For the yorshim of Shimon to be teveya the domim of their father, Rachman al son, that was killed from Reuven, the one who was driving the car that killed Shimon, would there be a mokum to be teifis? That's a good shayla. Again, the pashtus of our mission is not. There might be a mokum to say that, yes. Some Rishonim, you look over here at the Taisus, some want to learn out that the way we learned it according to Rashi, the way the Rav learns, is goes under the umbrella klalu bal hashor noki, where the Torah says noki means a shor that kills. There are no chiyuv emomen on the bottom, so that would include this chiyuv of tmei vlodos as well. If that's the makor bal hashor noki, there's something to point out. Kiv eger b'teich advar makes reference to this. The some rishonim in the shittim kubetzes, Tosfos and others that point this out, that bal hashor noki is a pasuk where there's no chiyuv for the value of the person that was killed by a shor tam. Hashor yisokol u'bal hashor noki. However, what about a shor mu'ud? A shor mu'ud pays kaifer. So maybe the gzeis hakosuv that bal hashor noki would only pater from dmei homicide by niskaven lahar gezeh v'hor gezeh only by a shor tam, not by a mu'ud. In which case, then we'd be back to our klal that there's no automatic that a person can't be chayv. So didn't the Baal HaShor can't be chayv and only of a shor tam, but a shor mu'ud and kal v'chomer, a person that kills. Maybe there is a chiv on the Dmei Odom that was killed. Kate said, Mishalim Dmei Vlodis. The Mishnah wants to know, how do we shatz up? How do we estimate the value of the Dmei Vlodis? Shomen is Oisho Kameh Yofat Shalo Yoldo. You can't estimate the value of the Vlodis as an entity for itself. The way the Vlodis are estimated, their value is klape the isha. This is similar. We'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in the sixth parak that when a shor goes stamping or eating into a field, you don't look at the strawberries that he ate as an entity for themselves. You look at them as part of the field. You value the field with and without. So by an isha, you'll value the isha with or without her Vlodis. Kame yofa at shelo yoldo v'kame yofa misha yoldo. So it's not the value of an Evid per se, it's the value of the Isha Klape being expectant with a child. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Imkei Misha Isha Yeledes Mashbachas. Shimon Gamliel says, if anything, a woman goes up in value because a woman who's a Milberes is Shvach, and Ibur carries a certain amount of risk of life. So Mel, the woman is worth less. A woman who's not a Milberes is worth more. So Faket, you're going to say that maybe he actually made a revach for the one who he punched for the isha? Doesn't make sense. So clearly, we have to be looking at the Vlad himself, not at the mother klapid having a child or not having a child. You have to shatz up the Vlad. How much would a person pay on the market for the possible offspring that are b'mei this woman? How much would a person pay the father or the owner of a shivcha that has a child that's with child? The Gemara actually makes the pshat over here not as poshut as it sounds. It says that Reb Shimon Gamliel never said that a woman is worth less on the open market if she's expectant. Adrab, a woman could produce shivchas, shivcha that could produce vlodis is worth more. What we're talking about over here is the isha mevakeres, her first birth. You have no idea there are women that are old to die in childbirth. So that decreases the value of the woman because you don't know if she'll survive. Masheng, if she survived one childbirth, the assumption is that she'll survive others also. If that's the case, so then we're talking here about an isha beheryoyna harishoyna. That's the time of the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah make it into an umbrella din? Says the Gemara that there's really another svara that's mavur over here that's not in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that there's really two parts of shatzing up the value over here. There's a din of Dmei Vlodos and there's a din of Shvacha Vlodos. Dmei Vlodos is the value of the Vlodos on the open market. Shvacha Vlodos is the Shvach, how much the Vlodos are Mashbich, the Gufo Isha. What the Gemara says is that if she's expecting, so she looks more, it upgrades her value. People were skinny in those days. A person who was a balbosser, you saw that the person's healthy. So a woman who's expecting, she's a balbosser, somebody on the open market, she'll fetch more. She has a more appealing look for somebody who's looking for an eved with some meat. So memela, it'll value her, and because of that, not the whole thing is not shaykh to the baal. What shaykh to the baal is the erech of the vlodos. So Shimon Gamliel holds that if you're talking the vlodos, you have to look at the vlodos themselves. The klape the issue, you can only look at the shvach of vlodos. The shvach of vlodos is shaykh to her. So Mela, we're only looking at the vlodos themselves. The vlodos themselves are shaykh. You can't shatz that up, klapi l'isha. That's the svar. So really, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on the whole idea of shatzing up, agav v'isha. So we make a shatz, hein l'tanakam, hein l'Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'noisin l'bal, and the money is given to the bal. So it's not the point to make over here. Noisin l'bal, the Gemara says that the pashtus doesn't have to be only the bal. What happens if she was mizana, a penuya? She was mizana, she's not married. Do the vlodis belong to the father just because the father, or it has to be the bal ho isha? The Gemara comes out that the boil as well. Bal over here means v'noisin l'boil. He's the owner of the vlodis. L'maisa, the Rambam skips this halacha. What they want to tie in there is that the Rambam holds, yeah, the Rambam has mekoris that a woman who is mizana, a woman who is miuberes from one person, just because we know that she was nivellas to one person, we're not sure. So she could always claim she was nivel to somebody else, and nobody could claim it, because who says he's the boil? There are no rais. So Mela, because of that, today you have DNA testing, okay? But Be'etzim and Tainus, Katina, that she Katina, that he's not the boil, he's not the father of the child that was killed all day in the Negicha. Vim ein lo baal, noisin li yoshev, it's properly owned by the baal, or like we're saying, the boil, and Mela goes to the yoshev. Here as well, Achreinim have an important point to make. The way we said it, this din of Dmei Vlodis Be'etzim, Ma'od Yitochin, is not something that exists in the regular concept of Mazik. There's no value of a person that was killed, certainly not an Uber that was killed, to be treated as property that the person who damages is called a Mazik, like smashing into somebody's car. This is a new Gzeres HaKosov of Baal Ho'isha. If that's the case, if there is no Baal, the Baal died. There's no Baal, the Baal died. So then, mechitesi that there's such a din that it goes to the Yoshim. It's a new din that the Torah was mechadish when there's a baal. But outside of the context when there's a baal, there's no automatic chiyuv moment that his Yoshim are mechayivit. The same way if somebody crashed into a car, so then the dmei hakar, the Yoshim are teveya. Who says you have that din? Because of that, it's machalek tushenim. The Rambam holds that this din of Noisin Labal, Noisin Liyoshev, is only if he was here. He was already zoicha potentially in the killed vlodos that were b'mei ishtoi. And because of that, it goes to the Yoshev. But if he died before the negicha, there's no makom over here to be mechayiv, to pay to the Yoshev. So then there's no skia whatsoever. There's no din to go to her. Because again, it's not regular hezek that she should be the teveh. It's a chiddush atayre. Hoysa shivcha v'nishtachirov, the woman who was the victim of the negicha, of the fight between two people, and she was hit. V'yotzu yulodeo is a shivcha that was misaberes to a eved shenishtachir, the nishtachiro. Oy giyoris, the halacha is potter. That's an interesting halacha. The din is a din that's well known, and it's not dafka din over here. The din is a din that a ger shemeis, and he doesn't have children, he doesn't have yoshim. He was megar ger shemeis gai kekotin shenel adomi. Eved shenishtacher kekotin shenel adomi does not have any relatives al pi halacha. His relatives would be if he establishes a family, he has children. What happens if he's not going to have a family? He died. His only Yerush was the potential Uber B'mei Ishtoi, who was never killed by Yidei this fight. That's it. He doesn't have Yerushim. So Mele, who's Zoyche in the D'mei Vlodos? Nobody. There's nobody over here. It's like Hefker. The point over here, L'chayra, that's unique to this Mishnah, is that we don't see the D'mei Vlodos B'mkoyim, that there's no Baal as Shaykh to the Isha. That's already in the Kudus HaKadosh, and that's the Chorim Mavur over here.